do it, my friends. Oh, yes, I mean a boys' band, do you hear me?
For I compose the music of the night.
Sleep with rock stars because they want to be near someone famous. We're here because of the music. We are Band-Aids.
All right, 129, come on. Come behind the velvet ropes for your VIP pass to the Thursday Music Club. And Samantha Fisher with us from Play It Forward. Greetings, young lady. I told him you were out last week because of some issues, but you're back and looking terrific.
Did you tell him why I was out?
I didn't. That wasn't my place.
Do you want to tell him? Acute appendicitis, so we can tell the audience.
That's it. You sound different without an appendix. Doesn't she sound different without an appendix?
She looks great.
My hair looks different without the appendix.
Your hair looks fantastic, by the way. Well, that's scary stuff. I'm glad you're okay.
It was kind of scary. It was something completely unexpected.
Did you get the flowers that the show sent?
I didn't.
Josh. Did you not order those flowers?
I knew I forgot to do something.
That's all right. You can have them here next week. That'll be great.
I'm embarrassed. But the intent was there.
I think the intent just came up.
So let's
I got caught up trying to book John Hamm, you know. I didn't do that either.
All right. Let's talk Play It Forward. Of course, an organization we work used to say here in St. Louis, but it's branched out. Portland, Oregon now has a Play It Forward. So does Springfield, Missouri, and we'll talk to the guy that's keeping that torch burning in just a second, but let's start here at home. What's going on with you? What have you received lately? What have you handed out? What are you looking for? You know the drill. Or did that go out with your appendix?
No. We took a couple of days off.
What?
But we're back at it. We really need some band instruments right now. School is starting back up.
Yeah.
I'm getting parents and teachers emailing me. Their requests are great. But we just gifted Ghazi, a 16-year-old student at Orchestrating Diversity, his very first brand new violin. I'd given him one last year, but he was honest with me and let me know it was kind of meh. So sometimes people do give us instruments that probably need a little more repair.
Yeah. Their talents tend to exceed the instrument they
have. And their talent exceeds the instrument. Well said. And so we hooked him up with a brand new piece. And I just got a beautiful email from this young man yesterday. Just really heartfelt. And he really expressed to me how grateful he is. He's from Africa. His parents are from Africa. He speaks very good English. And he's been a student here for about 3 years. And he plays the violin. So he now has his very own brand new violin that we got from Top Notch Violin.
Awesome.
And Stephen Knowles down there always takes good care of us. So it's kind of a big deal for this young man. He has his own piece, and I don't know a musician that hasn't have a story about how they got their first violin or first instrument. How about you?
When I got my first instrument?
Yeah. Do you still have it?
I got my first drum set when I was 9.
See?
I don't still have that kid anymore.
Right. But you remember that story and you remember getting that. So that's
the neighbors remember that too.
That's a big part of our program is being able to give kids their very first workable, brand new, fantastic instrument.
Cool. So obviously anything would be great band instrument wise, monetary donation so you can fix instruments or buy new instruments and get those in the hands of kids. And we are in the 11th hour as they're just all about to go back to school.
We are in the 11th hour, and you can go to playitforwardstl.org. And of course, monetary gifts are fantastic. We do not have a lot of overhead, so we're very blessed in that area, but
you take a little bit of money. Right?
We try not to.
Even with the pianos again.
With the pianos again.
Not so much with the pianos.
Okay. Only because they're just so big and they're so expensive to move. I mean,
right.
If we had more financial money, gifts, we would be able to move pianos. But keep in mind, they cost about $400
to move. Right.
And, you know, as many piano donations as we get, I could do every day, all day.
It's so neat to see how you guys have grown, and you had mentioned Portland not long ago, and they've got a chapter started of Play It Forward. And the first one to jump on board was Springfield, Missouri, and no surprise, a musician.
Shocking.
who actually has spent time on the bus and on stage with Soup Granda, and that alone should give him 4 scout badges. His name is Rule Chapel, and he's in Springfield and a member of the Daredevils. Rule, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you, John. I appreciate it.
Chapter president in Springfield.
Yeah, well, I'd heard good things from so many people about the organization, first Soup, of course, and then Rick Snelson, who owns a stereo shop here in Springfield, knew Sam or had contacted her, and he said, you know what, we ought to talk to Sam and see about doing this in Springfield. And so it was just that simple. It didn't take very long.
So how's it going? Talk about the musical community in Springfield and how they've rallied, because St. Louis, I am so impressed by all the groups and musicians that say, yeah, I want to be a part of this. How can I help? We're going to get proceeds of our show. We're going to do an instrument drive. What's happening in Springfield?
Well, we're brand new. We've only been around legally about a month. And so we're hitting the ground running, though, but we've already had a lot of equipment donations and instrument donations. We've got some cash donations. Actually, we've got two corporate sponsors, and we're working on getting, of course, a lot more of those. And it's all good. I mean, we've got some real exciting things coming up I really can't talk about right now.
So do I.
Huh?
Yeah, so do I. You're not the only one with secrets. I got stuff I can't talk about either. So.
Well, I'd like to. Sam knows there's a couple of things coming up that we're going to announce at the end of the year, and I can't announce it before then. But by and large, everything is really, really good and all positive, and it's being well received in Southwest Missouri.
That is great to hear. And how can people find out about your chapter online?
You can go to we have a Facebook page called Play It Forward Southwest Missouri. And that would be Play It Forward, SWMO. And our standalone page is Play It Forward, SWMO.org.
All right, very cool. Plus, you got the mouthpiece of the Ozark Mountain Daredevils, too, being a world-renowned musician. Doesn't hurt at all. Where are you guys? This is kind of when you gear up for a bunch of festivals and stuff. You've been out a bunch?
Well, we haven't this year. It just depends. The powers that be decide, primarily Soup and John and Cash decide, they're older, you know.
Much.
Yeah, I'm the baby at 61. So, but anyway, they are, it just kind of depends. The band is kind of semi-retired, but we do, you know, anywhere from 5 to 20 dates a year. And it just varies every year. Last year, we worked a lot. This year, not so much, but we do have a gig coming up in November that is a really great gig every year at Steelville, which is not that far from St. Louis.
At the amphitheater, right?
No, actually, we played an amphitheater here just not long ago. This is Steelville is just very, very close to Cuba on I-44.
Right.
And there's an old hunting lodge down there that, I mean, from the 30s. It's very, very old. People fly in from all over the world to that place, and it only holds about 400 people. And so we do 2 nights. It's just kind of like it's like playing in your living room.
Right. And Soup was there for the grand opening as well.
Oh, yeah.
Play It Forward, SWMO.org. Also, Play It Forward Southwest Missouri on Facebook, and the latest chapter, Rule Chapel, running that in Springfield. Keep us posted what you're doing, and we'll pass it out to the peeps as well. And thanks for making great music, too.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it very much. Thanks for having me on.
All right. See you later. Look at that. You're going to be worldwide any minute, Ian. That's so awesome.
Now.
That is so awesome.
Isn't that
I'm
neat?
So excited about how things are growing for you guys.
You know, and I think that people respond to it so well because it really was such a grassroots effort to provide the music. I mean, picking instruments up at parking lots and just digging through basements. And I think that's why Rule really was drawn to it as well, because he liked that it wasn't this huge corporation. And we've worked very hard to get where we're at. So we like it that they're taking our branding, Play It Forward, born and raised in St. Louis, and but they're creatively doing it their own way in their community. So,
well, we're glad to do our tiny little part each week and talk about it and bring people up to speed. But the other part of this, since we're on music, and this is how it started, long before Played Forward even existed.
I know, we've been around so long together.
Was turned out as long as soup, as we pointed out. We turned folks on to some local sounds, and do you have something from Rule, or is this...
I did. No. I brought something in today. It's a great track. It's called I Dig Rock and Roll. This is Rule Chappelle with Abby and Nick. It's a duo or trio thing that they do in Southwest Missouri. Again, you can check them out at playitforwardswmo.org for their full schedule, but it's a great track called I Dig Rock and Roll.
Okay, cool. Two, three.
Said between plugs for Play It Forward in Springfield and playing his music, I would send Rule a bill for all this press. Good stuff. It's a music club. All right, let's get traffic real quick, and I want to get another track from you, Sam, if you can hang tight. Let's see what is on the roadways. Ed Smarin, that's kind of your area.
Yeah, things actually have improved quite a bit out here now. We are still stop and go on 70 eastbound from Broadway to 64, and then construction slowing you down to 70 eastbound, 170 to New Florissant. Another slow spots on 44 eastbound from Bowles to Merrimack River Bridge. Had some road work in that area, too. But overall, things look fine. Traffic brought to you by Firehouse Subs. Firehouse Subs, King's Hawaiian Pork and Slaw Sandwich is back. It's steaming hot, 12-hour pit-smoked pulled pork top with pepper jack cheese and fresh Hawaiian coleslaw piled high on toasted King's Hawaiian bread. Firehouse Subs, founded by firemen. Limited time only from the Golden Oaklanding Traffic Center. I'm Ed Smarin on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you, sir. We'll get the forecast coming up in a few. 141. Let's grab one more song. Well, we got Sam here from Play It Forward. A little more local music. You all right, young lady?
Yeah. People don't realize, I don't think sometimes, how funny you really are.
Oh, no one really knows
you
how.
You are
absolutely,
a comedian, man.
Especially the
you.
People I work for don't understand or appreciate my
say?
Comedic genius.
You said something funny? I wasn't paying attention.
Imagine that.
I don't even want to repeat it.
All right, well, I'm a very busy person. Come on, let's go. We got one more musical track. What you going to do?
Where are we? Okay, so Odds Lane, one of my favorite bands in St. Louis. Do you?
They play out at the wine bar.
They do?
Yeah.
The Cottleville Wine Bar, actually on July 31st. What's that, tomorrow? At the I can't even say it.
Well, apparently your appendix has nothing to do with your vocabulary. We've learned that about anatomy.
Didn't fix that, did it? Cottleville Wine Stellar. Wine Stellar.
She stopped by on the way there. It's like a cellar, only it's a really fancy one.
8 to 12. I'm so sorry, Doug. Forgive me. 8 to 12 tomorrow night and 8 on August 7th.
Got you got good drugs from the appendix surgery.
I took two before I got here.
Fantastic.
So I took one. So just take one. Innsbruck Resort from 8 to 11. And, of course, every Tuesday you can catch Doug doing a solo gig at Q's in St. Charles from 5:30 to 9. You can check him out at www.oddslanesmusic.com. Anna, this is a fun track called If You Were English.
All right, we go out with that. Thank you, Sam. Don't forget, playitforwardstl.org for more information. I'm glad you're back on your feet and feeling better.
Thank you.
And glad to have you back. No more scares, okay?
No
And
more.
We'll go find out what happened to those flowers, too.
Okay.
From afar. diamonds and maybe you could play the part. If you felt anything except what's in your heart, I'd take it all away and hide it underground with not a sound.
It's the Thursday Music Club, wrapping it up with Odds Lane. Playing just about everywhere.
We're going to play the Domain Street Wine Bar in Newtown on September 18th.
September. You know, we were trying to get back in there. I think Odds Lane's took our dates. Which is why we're going to turn the song off right now. I just realized that they took our dates.
Whoops.
Not really. I like those guys. Still to come, Robin Smith, who...